Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting world powers involved in talks on Syria's political future have agreed to a UN-led process that involves talks between the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and the opposition. The agreement followed a meeting of 17 countries plus the U.S. and the European Union. United Nations there, VOA's Pam Dawkins at the talks in Vienna.
There are two very distinct views on what the future of Syria should look like. Russia and Iran both have foreign ministers here, and both of those countries have been consistent in backing the Syrian regime led by President Bashar al-Assad. And then you have the other side, which includes Saudi Arabia, which is a key rival of Iran, and also the United States and some of its Gulf state allies, who have been more focused on a political solution that does not include Assad for the long term.
World powers also pledged to increase support for internally displaced persons in Syria, as well as refugees and their host countries. Meantime, a small team of American ground troops will deploy to northern Syria to assist opposition groups in the fight against the Islamic State. There will be the first U.S. ground forces sent to Syria for more than a raid or a specific mission. U.S. prosecutors have charged a Burkina Faso man with more than $12 million in fraud for allegedly distributing faulty mosquito nets in his home country. The indictment indicates the man had promised to use the funds to buy more than 2 million mosquito nets treated with insecticide from a UN-recommended company in Thailand. Instead, prosecutor says he bought the nets from a much cheaper supplier in China. This is VOA News. The Democratic Republic of Congo's army has launched an offensive against Ugandan Islamist ADF forces, the rebels there who have stepped up attacks on army positions. UN mission in Congo, MONUSCO, appears to be supporting the offensive and the Beni territory. Nick Long reporting from Goma.
The UN-supported radio in DRC, Radio Kapi, said this is a large-scale offensive backed by the UN mission MONUSCO's intervention brigade. But an army spokesman, Lieutenant Mike Azukai, preferred not to comment on MONUSCO's contribution. People in Beni do not need to know who is working to restore peace there, he says. Formal collaboration between the Congolese army and the approximately 17,000 peacekeepers in MONUSCO was suspended in February over UN objections to the appointment of two suspected human rights abusers to command a joint operation. Some 450 civilians have been killed by the ADF and other forces in Beni territory in dozens of incidents since October last year. The MONUSCO force commander, General Carlos Alberto dos Santos Cruz, called for a new approach to security in Beni territory. Nick Long for VOA News, Goma.
International Organization for Migration reports that migrant deaths on the Mediterranean, the routes to Europe, are breaking all previous records. IOM confirms that 3,350 fatalities so far this year, surpassing the record-breaking death toll of 3,279 for all of 2014. Spokesperson for the group, Joel Millman, says there appears to be no end in sight for the rising toll of migrants and refugees desperate to reach Europe.
We know of at least 22 off Greece, in addition to almost that many not confirmed in the last 24 hours in Greece. Also, possibly as many as 40 killed in Spain this morning. There's no sign of this carnage tapering off, and we're deeply concerned about what's ahead as the weather gets colder.
UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says there needs to be a safe alternative to people risking their lives in those dangerous areas and the sea crossings. China's Navy chief told his U.S. counterpart it was dangerous and provocative for Washington to sail a Navy destroyer near artificial islands built by Beijing in the South China Sea. A U.S. Navy ship sailed within 22 kilometers of the islands in the hotly disputed waters. Beijing, which claims most of the South China Sea as its own, responded angrily, calling the trip a deliberate provocation. More than $5 trillion in trade passes through the South China Sea each year, where Vietnam, Brunei, the Philippines, and Taiwan also have rival claims. Got more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.